Well, let's go live to the WLS hotline, and let's bring in somebody who can feel your pain when we talk taxes. This guy knows inside and out when it comes to the economy. His name is Michael Shedlock. Michael, welcome to WLS on a Saturday night. First of all, thank you for calling. How are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show. I'm fine. It's a cold evening here in Chicago, but typical for the winter, and it's even colder with these tax hikes that Quinn has managed to ram through in the last lame duck session.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You have Mish. They call you Mish.
Yeah, Mish is my nickname. It's actually just the first two characters of my first and last name. I have one of the top economic blogs in the country. Currently, I'm in the number two spot by page count. I get about 1.8 million page hits a month. That's quite a bit, actually, for an economic blog. Sometimes quoted in the Wall Street Journal or Forbes magazine, The Economist, and a whole bunch of other places email me hoping that I will write about stories that they post on. So it's a lot of fun. I get a lot of traffic, and I try and educate people about the state of the affairs of the economy. And occasionally I dabble into politics, and certainly I stepped right into this thing here with this just infuriating tax hike.
You know what? I was talking to Eddie. I think in my mind he's doing this for a higher calling. I think he's falling on a sword just to do it, and knowing that he's never going to get reelected again. Do you buy into that theory?
I don't know. I mean, part of me says that never underestimate stupidity. that people do things. There's a law out there. It's called Occam's Razor that says if stupidity is one of the reasons, don't discard it. So it could be that, but also, I mean, looking beyond stupidity, it's the unions and who he's beholden to that actually got him elected. So he's trying to do them a favor, even though this is against national trends in every state, in all the national elections that we've just seen. We saw a huge overturn in the Senate and the Congress at the U.S. level. We have a new governor in Wisconsin, a new governor in Ohio, a new governor in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're one of the few that didn't get a Republican governor. You know, they landslided everywhere else.
Yeah, but Michael, let me ask you the first question I had. If you were Governor Quinn and you went into office with $15 billion in debt, how in the hell are you going to pay it down without getting your income up? What would you do?
Well, you have to cut spending. Where is his proposal to cut spending? I would go through every line item, point by point by point. Oddly enough, I just did this for California. I've not done it for Illinois yet. But there are hundreds of agencies in California, and I'm sure the same situation exists in Illinois.
Give us a couple.
That these things don't, you know, need to exist at all. Well, they've got a Bureau of Home Furnishings. So, seriously.
Governor Schwarzenegger didn't cut that out.
No, he didn't get rid of that. And a Bureau of Automotive Repair. Now, why does the state need to be involved in those kinds of things?
Why don't we, as Illinoisans, know where our money is going? Is there not a website? Did we not know this ahead of the election? Eddie and I warned America, please vote smartly.
Yeah, I said, get your friends all out to vote, because this is going to be a close one, and people sat on the couch.
Yeah, and Quinn said he was going to raise taxes. He did, and now we're bitching.
Well, the irony in that, who's bitching the loudest? Mayor Daley, of all people. He sat there and didn't say a thing. At least we were talking about it, right? I was talking about it on my blog. You guys talking about it on the air. Well, what was Mayor Daley doing? Did he even mention a peep? It was not a peep out of this guy. And now he's mad. He's mad at Quinn. He's telling people that Illinois is going to lose businesses to Wisconsin and everyone else. Well, my gosh, all he had to do was open his mouth and say anything, you know, disparaging about the tax hikes. But Quinn is a blatant liar. Now, Quinn said in August that he would only raise taxes by 1%.
Yes, I told Eddie that in the cab on the way over here. Yeah. I said I remember him specifically saying that on this show.
Can we find the soundbite yet? I'd love to.
We got a better one,
though. I've got a politician who's going to run around Illinois telling fairy tales before the election and then unloading on people after the election.
Oh, wow. Maria dug that nugget up. Maria.
Yeah, Yes, that's a great nugget. Thanks.
What do you? Hey, wait, we got another one for you. Do you know Governor Quinn is the reason why your recall might work? Listen.
When I saw Blagojevich going haywire, we put together what's called recall, and I tried to get the recall amendment on the ballot in 2008. Blagojevich opposed me. But this year, 2010, in November, when we vote for governor and U.S. Senate and all the other offices, there'll be a constitutional amendment that the people can pass into the Constitution that would establish a recall process where if another Blagojevich or George Ryan comes along, whether voters themselves can remove that person from office.
That's what he said on this show.
Or a Quinn.
All right, or a Quinn. That's right. We've already got a good reason here. Right now, look, Illinois has 102 counties. Quinn won three counties. I don't know, maybe there was a fourth one there that was really close.
I thought two. I know Cook County for sure.
He won Cook County. He won Alexander County. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name of the other one. Alexander's a very tiny population county in extreme southern Illinois. No idea how he won that, but he did. But 102 counties, he wins three of them. Now, how many counties would he have won if, had he come out and said, you know, let's his plan, by the way, was to hike taxes 75%. So I guess now we're supposed to be appreciative that we only hiked the personal income tax 67%.
There's a tax cut already.
All right, Michael,
from 75 all the way down to 67. What a great governor.
Michael, let's talk nuts and bolts here, because I looked at this before the show. You got to jump through so many hoops to recall a governor. And can you tell WLS listeners what they can do if they are really mad enough about this tax increase? How can they get involved?
First thing needed to do. Before we can even start gathering signatures. Now, there's a couple of websites out there already gathering signatures, and my fear is that people are going to go to these websites, you know, sign these online petitions, thinking, oh, you know, I've done my thing,
yeah.
I voted.
I Facebooked it. Yes.
We cannot start gathering signatures until we get 20 reps, and there's 118 reps in the Illinois House, and until we get 10 Illinois state senators. Now, it has to be, and there's 59 of those. So, but they have to be 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, and the House, we need 10 and 10. You know what? I don't know whether we'll get those or not. But what we need to do we need to try. I mean, we just can't give up. So every person needs to get a hold of their state rep or their state senator, sit down with them, particularly businesses. And I know the businesses are whining already, because already there is talk of winding back on this corporate tax hike.
Yeah.
So they're going to try and get the business owners off their back. But guess what? These business owners, you know, they've annoyed them. They've pissed them off, seriously. These business owners are not going to forget.
Did you see the Tribune article? John Cassie said, we need to build a 60-foot brick wall with razor barbed wire on it to keep the businesses from flying out of Illinois now.
Oh my! Actually, they've done that in Detroit. If you've...
Stay
I've,
here!
I've got some posts on my blog about how bad Detroit is. Their metro train station in downtown Detroit has been abandoned, and it's encircled with razor wire. No kidding. You can find an image of that out there on my blog.
He says the new slogan should be, Madaganistan. You can't leave. Somebody's got to pay for all this.
Well, speaking of leaving, that's a good point. John Tillman at the Illinois Policy Institute did a study on taxpayer migration. It shows that between 1991 and 2009, one Illinois citizen left the state every 10 minutes. That's 1.2 million people who fled the state, said goodbye, I've had enough.
Wow.
And they took $163 billion in income and $17 billion in local tax revenues. Boom.
Well, Michael, I think we know what states already have no income tax. What, you got Texas and you have Florida?
Well, you have to look at things on a combined basis, yeah. And there are businesses. I did some reports on that on my blog. Some aircraft companies were going to move to Texas, I think from Kansas. And I'm sitting here, my God, you know, you guys better look at this situation. You know, they're mad at these aircraft corporations, but If you're running a business, what are you going to do? You know, these businesses have to compete with China. They're trying to stay in the United States as best they can. So where are they going to go if they stay in the United States? They're going to have to go to states that have right-to-work laws where they're not union labor. At least we keep the jobs in the United States. And you know what? Those are good-paying manufacturing jobs.
Hey, Michael, we're out of time, dude. But you got to give your website.
Oh my God.
Give your blog. Give your blog for everybody to go. You got to read this. It's Michael Shedlock live on the Eddie and Jobo Show on WLS 890 AM. Where's everybody go?
Do a Google search for Mish, M-I-S-H. We'll take you straight to my blog. The name of the blog is Mish's Global Economic Analysis .blogspot.com. That's a mouthful, so just do a Google search for Mish. You'll find me. I'm talking about this stuff every day, and my gosh, I hope I can come back on when we've got an hour to talk about this stuff.
No kidding.
But I got to tell you how frustrating it is. This was our first election cycle as talk show hosts on the Eddie and Jobo Show, and to look Governor Quinn in the eye, he had a funny look when we were pinning him down. You don't want to raise taxes during a recession. His eyes looked away. It's like he didn't want to look at you because he knew, either he knew what he was going to do, or he promised, I thought, from 3% to 4%. I didn't know 3% to 5%, let alone the corporate tax rate. So, but I love him as a person. I know people think I'm two-faced because I'm such a nice fan and friend of the governor, but I didn't see this coming.
LeBron's a great basketball player. I can't stand him personally.
There you go.
Well, not tonight. He's not.
Yeah.
Look for Mike Shedlock, like getting a haircut. Shedlock.
Mish.
Mish. I'm good with memory devices.
Hey, Mish, thank you for calling. Oh, by the way, I think because somebody would like to talk to you. Could you got time to hang on?
I'll stay on for an hour if you want.
Hang on. Alice, would you like to talk to Mish?
Well, I'd like to make a comment about what he said.
You're on WLS. Go ahead.
Recall takes way too long. It's 6 months before you can even file the thing, even if you jump through all the hoops. We need to push for a resignation now.
Oh, did you hear what he just said, Alice? He said he's already been governor for 6 months, so you can file now.
I think he was sworn in yesterday. They're going to
he was sworn in. He's been governor for 6 months already.
I just reread the amendment, but never mind. Resignation would be faster.
I appreciate that comment. I would certainly appreciate a resignation. Unfortunately, it's too late. He's already done the damage. We need to get these constitutional amendments on the ballot to make Illinois a right-to-work state, to help our cities, you know, not pay these prevailing wages, and so that everyone who wants to work can get a job. They don't have to be in a union to get one.
Hey, Michael, thank you. Alice, thank you. We'll be in touch, Mish. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you know, maybe Carol Moseley Braun could just cancel the tax increase like she's going to get out of the parking meter lease. I'm going to get that canceled.
Carol, why do you want to be mayor of Chicago? I need the money, honey. Woo! All right, coming up next, we're going to take a serious right turn on the Eddie and Jobo Show. We'll do a little reading here. Drew Peterson's son wrote another big, long message to Michael Snead. It's going to be in the Sun-Times.
Not a manifesto, is it?
Well, it's kind of a manifesto, but I did the Jobo editing.
Oh, okay.
You know, the top 40 editing, how we used to have to do it like this for the people meter, because of the way it moves. So we'll do it quick. And then at 8:30, we want to know, what do you think would be the best for Jared Lead Loeffner? Life in prison or just lethal injection? Which one? Which one would be worse? Just to torture this guy.
Yeah. It's a special room in hell, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Eddie and Jobo, 890 AM, WLS.